who does not remember who he was before he was transfigured by a magic user, a sorcerer. This transformation left him with a reptile's head and a desire to find out the truth about who he really is. Accompanied by Nikaido, his female companion, he tracks down magic users in the hole and unceremoniously chomps down on their head, hoping to find out who it was that put him in this state. One by one, they witness this second man inside the head of Kaimon, and after pulling them back out of his mouth, he asks them all a question. What did the guy inside my head say?
That's pretty intense.
So basically, it's based around, like, they have these, like, sorcerers, mm-hmm. but they're a completely different, like, race. Like, yeah. It's not humans at all. And they're, like, basically from, like, open, like, doors between their worlds.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they come into this city, and, like, they practice their magic on the people. And, like, mess them up and stuff.
Bro, that's intense.
And, yeah, there's, like, two sets of main characters, you know? Kaimon and, like, his little group of people. And then, a group of sorcerers. And every character is, like, really cool. There's, like, no bad characters in the show.
That's incredible.
So there's only one season so far, but I'm hoping they make a second.
And that started this year?
So good. Yeah, it came out. It's a Netflix, well, it's not a Netflix original. They got,
yeah.
I guess they put some money into it. You know, they got the rights. They call it a Netflix original series.
Yeah.
But it, like, originally came out, you know, on TV in Japan and Japanese back in, like, the beginning of the year. And then it came out on Netflix, you know, with both of the either Japanese or the dub.
Oh, that's dope.
Man. Back in, like, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
A few months ago. It's awesome. I really recommend it.
Okay. That's dope. Oh, man. Xbox. Both next gen comes out next week, bro.
Yeah.
I still don't have a pre-order.
What? The Xbox is coming out on Tuesday.
Jeez.
The PlayStation on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then... But PlayStation's having two releases. They're having the North America release.
Yeah.
Before the... rest of the world. I think it's North America, Europe, and Japan are getting it on the 10th. And then the rest of the world's getting it on a week later on the 19th.
Oh, man. I still have a pre-order.
I have my Series X pre-order. I can't wait, man. Hopefully it comes in on, like, release day.
You got yours? Bro, you're lucky.
I meant the first day they opened up pre-orders, I got lucky. I was able to get it through Walmart.
Wow.
Because Best Buy put up there super late.
Yeah, I know.
Amazon just wouldn't load at all.
Yeah.
And Microsoft was so swamped. Like, it was... I couldn't get in. I was originally trying to get mine through Microsoft directly.
I don't know. They sell those on their own site. That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't think PlayStation does that.
They did. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they did.
Did you follow the PlayStation, how they did theirs?
And theirs was
oh my god,
stupid.
You like that little box? That's what you're gonna get.
I know, man. The packaging for the PS5 isn't special. Nah, it's meh.
Did they release the what do they call it? It's like the little home screen. Did they release it for Xbox yet?
The home screen.
Yeah, they did that for PlayStation. It looks exactly the same.
What you mean the home?
Like when you go in the games.
Oh, like the UI.
UI. That's the word.
Oh, it looks the same as Xbox One.
Okay.
They didn't change it. They didn't need to. It looks good. Like, there's a few little changes, but it's basically the same.
Can you always lay down and stand up, too, and all that?
Mm-hmm. You can either put it on the side or straight. I'm going to put mine straight up.
Straight up?
Like, that's the way it should be. And the way I got my stuff, like, room set up, that'd be the best way anyway.
Yeah.
Like, if I had it on its side, it wouldn't, like, be blowing the air in a good direction.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nah, PlayStation was a mess. Because it was supposed to come out on Friday. Walmart released it on Thursday just because.
They didn't even announce, like, the release dates.
Well, Walmart first. Did. PlayStation had, hey, it's coming out on Friday, everybody. And Walmart was like, nah, we're going to release it on Thursday. And then when they released it, Best Buy was like, well, we'll release it in the Target. So.
It's crazy. Walmart was actually the easiest to pre-order the Series X from, like, as far as I could tell.
Yeah.
Target was kind of messed up theirs, too.
Man.
They
should do one more pre-order release and then release
it. Well, they're not. I mean, it comes out in a week.
I know.
Apparently, it seems, supposedly, PS5 is going to be really hard to get at release. But they already have tons and tons of Xboxes ready for, like, stores.
Must be nice. Should I make the change just to get one early? I don't know.
I mean, you could always get a PlayStation later on.
Yeah.
I always thought, especially now, Xbox is so worth it because of Game Pass.
Yeah, I know.
Like, $15 a month. And that's Game Pass Ultimate. So that's, you get the Xbox, the Gold, and the Game Pass together with Ultimate. Nice. $15 a month. You can play, like, hundreds of games.
Is it like...
It's literally Netflix for games.
But is it like streaming games, or is it like download?
No, you download them. It's just a subscription to play them.
Yeah.
But no, they also have, like, I could play, I don't have a controller, I could stream, I can play a game, Xbox game on my phone right now.
That's dope.
Because I got the, hold up, let me see if I can do that. Yeah, I tried to do that, like, last week. I brought my controller, I was going to try to play. And the internet here is not very good.
It's not.
So, like, I was getting, like, bad input delay. It's supposed to be, like, really smooth if you have good internet.
That's the problem with the internet thing.
Where's the... I'm
looking right now. I heard about the Game Pass.
Game Pass app. There we go.
First thing I'm going to do is play Mass Effect if I have an Xbox. Because I missed that era. And I missed Halo. I never played it. Yeah. I was always a PlayStation guy.
They still don't have a new date. Oh, you need to get the Master Chief Collection.
Really?
Because it has every Halo.
Apparently they're making a new one or something. It got pushed back.
Halo 6 Infinite. Halo Infinite. It got delayed. They don't have a new date yet.
I think Master Chief.
What's up, man? Stealing a pair of headphones.
I think Master Chief is the coolest name.
I need them.
Yeah. Well, it's a ranking.
Yeah. Oh, it's a ranking. He's like, what's his, like, name?
John. John, what's his... Okay, what's Master Chief's
name? He ever owned a mask, like, in the game before?
I mean... Technically, he's unmasked, but his face is like, it's like dark because, like, the lighting. They make it so you specifically can't see his face.
That's tough, man.
But, that's in Halo 4. I think if you complete it on Legendary, like, in the very ending, you get to see, like, him, his, like, face. He got, like, a shaved head and all.
Oh, okay.
Because,
so, yeah, I need
this. Probably real bad.
PlayStation 5 is massive, bro. It is massive. John,
what's full name? John 117. John 117.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't have a last name. All the Spartans, they got like that name, their name, first name with a number.
Yeah.
So he's 117.
Look at this monster.
Yeah, bro. Master Chief, Petty Officer, John 117, or Master Chief.
Master Chief.
So let's see.
This thing is so big. It's like...
Dude, I could play Rainbow Six Siege on my phone. Rainbow if Six I had Six. A controller.
Yeah. That's pretty dope. Gotta have the internet, though.
Yeah, you gotta have good internet for it to run good. That's the...
Look at this. Jesus, man. What do you think of the design of the PS5? Not bad.
I hate... The normal one. The digital one looks alright because it doesn't have that big old
bulge. Oh, the bulge on the side, yeah.
I wonder why we haven't seen anyone unbox the digital. Like, what's up with that?
That's a good question. I don't think there's as many digitals as the standard one.
You think they'd make more? You think people would be all over the digital?
They make more money on digital games, too.
They got an unbox. They have some unboxings of the Series S as well.
Series S, man. But you got the X or the S?
The X.
The X.
I'm going all out. Yeah, I don't have... I only have I have an old monitor.
Yeah.
It's like a 12-year-old monitor. But still, it's 1080p. And games look good on it with my normal... My original Xbox One. So, like... The thing is, even if you don't have, like, a 4K console... Mm-hmm. 4K gaming... It'll still look better. Because of a process called, subsampling?
Yeah.
Where it, like, basically combines the data for the pixels together. So you get, like, a very cleaner, sharper image than you would if you were just running a 1080p game.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's still just the lower-end monitor. It also does that with the colors. So, like, the colors should look nicer.
Yeah.
And it should just look better overall.
No, everybody's saying that, like, if you're going to upgrade to 4K, like, a 5 or an X, you need to get a 4K TV.
Like, you don't... It's not urgent. Like, it's still going to look way better even if you don't upgrade your screen.
I hope so. I just bought a new TV. I'm not
upgrading. I do want to get... I'm going to get a new monitor, like, once I have more money. Like, sometime next year, I'm going to get a good, real nice monitor. I don't want to get a TV. I can't play games, unless it's like a racing game or a fighting game. Yeah. I cannot play a shooter on a big old TV.
No?
Dude, I can't. Like, I like a screen like this size at most, where I can see everything going on the screen.
You don't got to, like, look up?
Yeah, I don't got to look around.
Sure, I love that. I love a big screen. Mm-hmm. I got to sit up close, though. That's my thing. I gotta sit up close.
Yeah.
Like, if I play from my bed, I'm gonna get killed every time.
Oh, yeah.
But I gotta play, like, up here with it.
Mm-hmm. That's...
And I can fly. Look how massive that thing is, man.
It's as big as your torso, dude.
Jeez.
I wonder how much it weighs.
That's a good question.
I wonder if it's, like, heavier than...
Who's that guy? Marquise something? Brownlee or something?
Marquise Brownlee.
I said, man, he picked it up with, like, one hand. He's like, oh, it's light. He did that.
I like him.
I just found out...
There's another channel I really... My favorite, like, tech channel on YouTube, it's Linus Tech Tips. Have you ever seen him?
Mm-mm.
I think he has, like, a ton of subscribers. Like, he has, like, 14 million.
Jeez.
Like, Mark Hess isn't far behind, but he got a bit more than Mark Hess.
I heard about him from the Joe Rogan thing.
He did
Joe Rogan. Yeah. That's the only reason I know about him. Look at that. That's a beautiful controller, though. You know what I'm scared of? I think that me not being able to pre-order right now is a blessing in disguise.
Why? Because
every time they release a console, they come out with four different versions after it. So maybe there's a different version that's smaller, with a better color scheme coming.
Dude, I don't think... the technology's at this point, you're not getting smaller.
You don't think so? They always did it.
You're not getting better and smaller. Maybe eventually you can get as good smaller, but not better.
No, it's not going to get better, but like just a smaller console. Because everybody's like, dang, it can't fit in my booksack.
Like, oh, one thing, man, I'm really iffy about the new controller. Yeah, it's huge. Look, it's bigger than the original Xbox One. It's ginormous. It's bigger than the PlayStation 3.
That's the first version of it, too, of the 3.
Yeah. No, I already forgot what I was just saying.
Something about getting bigger but not better.
Yeah, I was...
It's like it's hard to put all that, make it smaller, the 5 smaller.
Like, the more powerful this, like, technology gets,
the banana.
Like, you can't just downsize it.
Yeah.
At least not yet. At this point.
Probably got maybe 2 years, 3 more years.
Like, you know, these brand new, like, graphics cards that just came out?
Yeah.
Right now, coming out right now? Like, you can see there's a size comparison. Look up a channel called The Relaxing End.
Relaxing
end.
Like
end? End.
Oh, end. Okay, gotcha. Relaxing in what?
That's it. Oh, relaxing well. End. Okay, click on the Series X video.
Right here.
Yeah. And he does... This dude, he's a Finnish dude. He doesn't talk. He does really nice, clean unboxings.
Yeah.
He wears, like, gloves and all white. And companies send him everything. He has everything you could ever think of.
That's so dope.
But if you've, like... he starts doing size comparisons, at a certain point, yeah, go back there and we can watch from there.
Right.
But yeah, USB-C. I'm so happy they're finally using that on controllers.
Really?
Yeah.
A new button. What do you think of the new controllers? Wait, this is a one, right?
It's very similar to the Xbox One controller.
It's a new button.
It doesn't have a ton of new. There's some. New parts, like, the top is not raised. It's all, like, one, like, seamless.
Because
normally, I don't mean raised. I mean, like, indented. It would be, like, shaped.
Like a U kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Now it's all just flush. New D-pad.
Whoa.
New grip texture on the back. So the grip. New bumpers. I mean, the USB-C, obviously.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be better.
Series S controller.
Better controller. It's just a white version, because I'm sure they're going to, like, swap the colors at some point to, like, release a...
I kind of like the white.
Why not? Series like, release X. A white Series X, maybe, at one point. And a black.
I like these gloves this guy has.
Oh, yeah. And every, like, video, he, like, uses some cool, like, knife, like, finish, like, knife or something to open the packages.
Jeez. It's very satisfying to look at. He's, like, all careful.
Oh, yeah. And, like, the only noises are, it's, like, from, like, you know, opening everything. If you have the valve. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah, going back real quick, the PS5 controller, one, like, really cool little detail on it,
mm-hmm.
sort of grip texture they put on it.
Yeah.
It's literally, like, the shapes of the buttons.
Mm-hmm. They said that with the actual console, too.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Like, the grip, it's little triangle.
Yeah, they try zooming in. Yeah. Square.
That is awesome.
Cool. I want to feel the controller in my hand, just to, like, see, like...
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's going to feel similar to a PS4 controller. I don't hate the PS4 controller.
I like it better than
the 3. I hate PlayStation triggers.
You don't like... I like the noise it makes when you...
No, they're not, like, curved or nothing. That's why, like, they just hit on everything.
I feel. No, I got you, man.
And they're not, like, as big, so you...
They aren't as big, no.
I love the Xbox. I really like the Xbox controller. Ever since the 360, I've liked their controllers.
Is the D-pad useless, you think?
No.
You don't think so?
D-pad's not useless. Some games, especially like a platformer or something, you really want a D-pad for. And for fighting games and stuff?
Yeah, you still need it. Yeah,
and also, I don't play fighting. You still want it to be work good for like... Because every game uses the D-pad to some degree. Usually it's for like selecting like stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, in Call of Duty, for example, you know, you could change, like, if your gun has the ability, you can either do semi-auto, full-auto.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them will, like, Modern Warfare, at least one of them will open up your, like, wield. I got your, like, mm-hmm. sprays and stuff.
I was thinking, like...
Or you, ping.
Like, on the PlayStation controller, that's an analog. If you have, like, a new set of buttons up here, kind of like these, maybe somewhere in the future...
Yeah, I've always liked having the offset thumbsticks. I don't like on PlayStation because I have both thumbsticks.
I remember when I first touched Xbox controller, I thought it was going to be weird. It's actually pretty natural.
Oh, it feels very nice. In that.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Look how big that is. That's big as... So you see what I mean.
Yeah, I got you.
This stuff is not going to be getting a lot better and a lot smaller at the same time.
Man.
Like, they're lucky with, like, when they released the... At the end of, like, the current generation,
mm-hmm.
you know, a couple years ago, they released the series, the 1X.
Yeah.
They got lucky. They made that so much smaller, but packed with a lot more power.
Yeah, I was watching Angry Joe with that, too.
Play games in 4K.
And they're like, there's a 1X, another one. There's a couple different
series. There's a 1S. The 1S was just the slim version.
Okay.
There's a 1X. It was a little better. The 1X was the super power packed.
And then there was an XS... Something like that?
No. There was the SAD.
Oh, man.
The SAD, the all-digital 1S.
Did you have a Dreamcast? I miss my Dreamcast.
Oh, no, I never had one.
Oh, my God.
I've had a couple PS1s. I actually sold a PS1 I had not too long ago. I kind of feel bad for doing it.
That is a PS1. There's the eject button. Oh, my God. I haven't seen this in years.
That's a slimmed-down PS1. That's not the OG.
Man, that's crazy. PS2. I had the slim. But I had the fatty.
So the Series S, you know, mm-hmm. the smaller one, it's smaller than the OG PS1.
Really?
Well, smaller than the OG PS2 as well, I think.
I hate location.
The fat PS2 was huge.
Well, that thing was massive.
I had both one of those, and I've had a couple slim PS2s.
Yeah, I just had a slim one. There's I've a slim. Look how beautiful, man.
I was on an N64 way back.
Me too. That was my mom's, but I would play it.
Yeah, my dad.
Man, me and my cousins, we played Bomberman on this
I had a Dreamcast.
All day long, just Bomberman. Jeez!
I never personally owned an original Xbox, but I used to play my cousins.
You remember the white and black button? Man.
Oh, yeah.
That was a weirdo.
What you thought about the Duke, you know, the original big fat controller?
Let me see if I can agree with that.
That's like the original, the OG Xbox controller before they released the second version.
Let me see.
The Duke. Xbox controller.
Oh, it didn't come up.
There you go. But they made a new version the Xbox One. It basically looks the same. You can check that out. That's the version they made for the Xbox One. It's the same size and all. You'll see this. Its shape. Yeah, you'll have to find a video about the original too.
Though. Oh, this is not the. Oh, this is the re-release one.
This is the re-release for the. For the X. I kind of wanted to get it, honestly. It's pretty cool.
I just put original?
No, just research the same thing. Alright. Just find a different video.
Probably go away.
No.
Original first is that one. Oh, here's the original.
Yeah, do that. That might be... Oh, the relaxing... Dude, he somehow gets his hand on pristine condition old stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
Oh, I hated the place with no control.
Look at that box.
There it is. Look how beautiful.
Well, games didn't really need joysticks.
Yeah, I hate the watermelon.
I don't know why. Since you know how to unbox the Duke. I don't know how he finds perfect condition. Probably eBay, huh? I guess
he maybe gets it directly from Xbox. I'm sure they have like things like lying around.
Left over from way back, maybe.
I'm sure they keep them around. They don't sell them, just keep them. There's that knife you were talking about.
Yeah, he has like different ones in every video. He must collect knives or some Fiskars. Fiskars or Good Scissors?
Let's see.
Good Scissor brand.
A regular box.
Yep.
But no, I don't think I've ever seen this, though. What games on the original Xbox that people played?
The original Halo. Halo 2. Okay. But Halo 2 also got released on the 360. I think it came out on both.
Yeah.
Control
has never been used. Yeah, it's probably like directly from the company that they just had.
Oh my god, look at that babble.
Looks like a bug. It's
taking some damage. Looks like a bug.
It does.
Man, 2001. Control made in Malaysia.
Interesting. Look at the duster on it. That's crazy.
Well, one of the games that came out on the original Xbox. Is actually what I named my show after.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jet Set Radio. It's a really cool game. It's,
Jeez.
Shoot.
Oh, man. Remember Controls had, like, the mandatory plug-in? Like, you had to get, like, a custom wireless controller back then.
Custom wireless? Yeah. Controls
had to actually plug in back then. The wire got weak. Tractable analog. Microsoft on the bottom. It looks good.
I don't know how to describe Jet Set Radio. It's basically like... Hold on. Let me see.
Not a fan of that
DJ. I'm going to show you. I got my volume off.
It does look like a battery. Black and white button at the top. Not bad. Look at that headset plug-in. This thing's massive. So that was it? Just Halo? Halo 2?
There's lots of games. I can't think of all of them.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's a special edition weird control. Oh, they made the triggers.
Wow.
Like that's cool. I would love to try a controller that looks like that.
Oh my god.
That seems like it might be actually pretty cool to play a game with.
It's kind of alien that, game.
Wall reach buttons without having to move your hand.
Wow. I'll try it. What is it? Let me know if you want a 4B.
That's great.
Yeah, but I can't play that on the 4. There's the comparison. That's the 360 right here. Xbox One.
But yeah, just,
it's pretty far. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Peed it. 91.5 KNSU. The Ungodly Collective.
Oh, God.
It's time. Oh, geez. It's time.
It's not one yet, man.
It's time.
Wait.
This.
It's time.
Is a game.
It ain't time for me.
I'm probably putting 100 hours.
Are y'all recording?
I was.
You know you can just hit Audacity and record from the computer?
Yeah. Well, I like it on my personal phone for now.
91.5K. Still have it. Turn on some music.
We'll turn it on.
You do it. Okay. Up next, we got a song on.
I think it's still a song. Oh.